The planet's rotation twists the air as it flows, helping form the hurricanes that lash the coasts. As moist air wells upwards, clouds become electrically charged and send lightning bolts crashing down to Earth, superheating the air to 18,000 degrees. And as the air cools, water vapor condenses into clouds and rain. This water evaporates from the world's oceans. At any moment, 0.001% of the world's water is being carried in the air. But that tiny percentage adds up to almost 3,000 cubic miles of liquid. If the air didn't carry water, the land would be bone dry.
Storms do a really important job for the atmosphere. They help reduce the difference in temperature between the poles and the equators. And in the process, they actually create the rain and snow that we depend on.
One of the most powerful weather systems is a newly discovered set of water channels running through the air. Ralph's current research focuses on these mysterious rivers in the sky.
One of the phenomena that really influences where the water is available for us are these regions where water vapor transport is focused. We've come to recognize that phenomena as an atmospheric river.
Atmospheric rivers are narrow channels of hurricane-force winds that can stretch for thousands of miles.